Accession number 30,011, Mr. Roy Martin, Reel 2. Now, we're talking about your time at the Royal Army Ordnance Corps Depot at Aldershot from roughly September 50 on for a while. We haven't actually discussed that one yet. Talked about drill. Now, what other types of training? You mentioned PT.
Yes, we've done.
What sorts of physical training you did? What all the different sorts? We'll deal with them now. So, what about, what types of PT did you do?
Lots of sorts of things, running, and you had the always with kit bags and rifles, and you know they'd try to pull the rifle away from you, and we was on the rifle range, and the stupid bloke would sort of try to walk across where
that's rifle training, PT we're on.
Well, it was, you know, just basic keeping fit, running and whatever. It's they used to just keep you going all the time.
Cross country runs.
Yeah, and things like that.
What about
yeah.
Assault course. Do you have one of them?
There. No, not as such. No.
So it's just any gym work?
Yeah, we used to be in the gym.
And did it build you up? I mean, you don't.
Oh yeah.
Make a difference? Though?
Yeah, I really got, you know, when I was young, they used to call me Loiny, because I was so small, but then I started boxing, and then when I went in the army, I wasn't going to have, you know, I used to look after myself and my mates.
Now, what about weapons training? Tell me about that.
Start we didn't know hardly any. We went on a rifle range once, and other than that,
how far did they get with rifle training? You
none.
The Lee
none.
So what did they do with you? I mean, because you were telling me how they tried to pull the rifle on you.
Oh, yeah, when we went on there once, and they, as you're firing the rifle, they'd put their foot on the rifle, and they was all smutty and all things like that, and they was all shouting out about the targets and things like that, and they just picked on the weakest people again. And
they didn't teach you to aim properly.
No.
Did you fire many shots?
Just a few.
Could you hit anything?
They had a target there, but other than that, there was none of it.
Could you hit anything? I mean, I'd imagine not with that kind of training.
No, we didn't have that training, rifle training and stuff like that, was poo-poo. We didn't have hardly any. I can remember going on a range, and I can remember, like, the fella kept some of the bullets, and he got told off for it, and things like that. But the only time I really had shot a rifle was off the back of the bloody Empire Foley.
We'll come to that. So you got next to nothing
at
Aldershot.
Yeah.
What about any bayonet training?
No, none of that.
Grenades?
No.
Sten gun?
No, none of that. We used to have to strip a gun down.
Was that the Bren gun?
Yeah.
Did you actually get to fire the Bren gun?
No.
So it really was nothing next to no work. Now, what other training were you doing? You got on a typical day, what sessions might you have? You've done the drill, the PT, there's not much rifle or weapons training. So what else training did you get?
Well, they, because then we went driving, didn't we?
So they started that during your basic training?
Yeah.
Now tell me about the driving, because you could already drive, couldn't you?
No.
Ah, right, you didn't.
No. No, I learnt to drive in the army.
Oh, tell me how they taught you. What was the whole thing?
Well, they taught you, we had the old Bedford lorry and things like that, and we used to go out and...
So they started you on the Bedford, not a car?
No, actually on a Bedford. And it was all camouflaging. You had to know how to camouflage it, and costs, dipping the oil, the water, the running of it. And then we used to go out on lessons. We used to go up a hill. You had to pull up, and he'd get out and put a matchstick under the back tyre. And if you rolled back and all this and that, they used to do all that. And he had a iron bit in the cab, and if you missed the gears, they used to whack you with it and things like that. That was I didn't mind that, because it was quite interesting, and with all the camouflaging and things like that, and used to go along the road and overtake somebody, and then he'd hand the other bloke cigarettes. It was quite enjoyable.
How'd you take us? It was double declutching in them days.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was it difficult? Because you don't do it now, do
they? No, but it made...
Can you explain what it was? Because people don't even know what it is.
Because it made you a better driver.
Why?
Now.
Tell me what it is. And what...
Well, with a lorry, like you're in first gear, and you pull away, right? And then you pull it out of first gear into neutral. You have to wait for the engine revs to go down and then knock it into number two. And then do the same all the way through. And then the best part of it was when you was in fourth gear going along and you was changing down, you knock it into neutral, a nice little rev, and knock it into third. And it was so sweet, the whole lot of drive. I found that. You know, and I found...
Did it take a while to get used to it, or were you a natural?
Well, it did take a little while, but I found it very, very interesting. And, you know, later on, it came very, very handy.
So, what did you think of the Bedford? It's well, a famous old lorry, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was good, wasn't it? I mean...
Which tonner was it? Was it...
I think they was three, weren't they? Not... Yeah, they was three tonne. I mean... But like when I was over there, they went up and up and up, you know.
And it was easy to drive, was it?
Yeah,
for you?
Yeah, yeah. And we used to drive all through Aldershot and stuff like that.
What about maintaining it? How far did you go with that? Or was it just changing oil and water?
Well, we didn't, did we? I mean, they had their own mechanics there. We was on just on a driving course.
So it was a driving course. You did, and so that was oil and water and petrol, I presume.
Yeah, yeah, and stuff like that. I mean, you didn't know nothing about big ends and crankshafts and things like that. It was just, they just taught you to drive a lorry.
Anything else you were learning while you were at the depot?
Not as such, no. We was on a driving course and that was it.
Now, what about, how did you get on with the other lads? This is where we get on to some of that stuff you were talking about. What type of lads were they? Where were they from? And how did they mix? How did you mix with them?
I have got on very, very well with all of them.
What sort of lads were they? Were they from the same background as yourself, or did
yeah,
they?
Mostly from the same background and things like that. But a lot of them, you know, I thought, please don't send them abroad because they wouldn't be able to handle it. I mean that.
In what way?
Because they was weak.
How were they weak? Physically, mentally, or both?
Physically. They just couldn't do what the instructors told them to do. And as I was saying before, this is why they got picked on.
Now, who picked it? Was it the instructors, or was the bullying within the lads?
You couldn't bully within the lads.
Because
not really.
Was boxing useful? Because you can't box a sergeant.
Because I wasn't frightened of the sergeant.
So you'd stand up to them?
Yeah, because I've got a mate, Gordon. He was at his jabs, and he was so ill, they tried to get him out of bed and things like that. And this corporal, whatever, he was having a right go at him, and I threatened him. I said, you keep on. I said, I know we can't do what we like here, but we'll have it up the gym. And he didn't turn up. But I wouldn't let people pick on me. No way.
So there's no bullying amongst the recruits themselves?
No, not really, no.
Not really?
No, you got a few of them didn't care two monkeys and they'd done things because they wanted to get thrown out. As I said, with the bloke with the blanking, doing all the blankoing.
I'll come to that, don't you? I've got it noted down. So what about the NCOs then? What were they like? Were they all swines? Or?
Yeah, majority of them. If we went home for the weekend... When we come back, they was waiting at the gates for us and they'd nick all our food. Like, Mum would give you cakes and whatever. They'd be waiting there and they'd take it all. They were bullies. Really was. It wasn't very nice.
Did they know the stuff? You know, they can be a bully but a good instructor. Not a nice instructor.
Yeah, we had a couple of nice instructors. Like, if you was on a parade and a fella was going to faint, they'd sort of march up and... sort of get near him and say, you know, take it easy, it's nearly over. There was a couple of good fellas, but a lot of them was, you know.
Did the bad ones know the stuff, though?
Nah, it was just complete bullies.
They're just bullies. They weren't even good at the job?
No, I don't think so.
Was there any trouble with them? for you, or fights for them, or was it just...
No.
You just stood up for yourself?
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, if it had come to that, there would have been no problem. If that bloke would have turned up the gym, I'm sorry, but, you know, it was crazy.
What about the officers? Do you see much of them there?
No.
The depot, this is?
No, not really. Not at all, no. No, we didn't.
So, as far as you were concerned, they just weren't there?
Yeah, really. They was dead. I mean, the sergeants and that used to tell them everything was all right on the parade, and they used to sort of give you a quick inspection, didn't they? But as far as that, you know, but as I say, we had a bit of training or whatever, but then when we went on the driving course, which was changed everything, you know, I quite enjoyed it. It was.
Now, what about the, that's it. What about in the evening? How would you get ready for inspection? You know, how much bull was there? Spit and polish bull, whatever you want to
call it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was.
How would you prepare for a kit inspection then, or a kit and room inspection?
Well, for one thing, you wouldn't hardly wear your boots in case you got them dirty. And everything was spit and polish.
What do you mean? Yeah, just explain it to them, because I know, but they won't.
Well, you just spit on your bloody boots and then put your blacking on and things like that. And all your brass, you had a special little plate, and you press it over it so when you polish your brass, it didn't go onto your... to your uniform and things like that. It was, I don't know, you know.
Did you mind all that, spit and polish, or did you get used to it?
Well, you get used to it. You've got to do it, haven't you?
What about in your room? How do you prepare your room? How clean did you have to get your barrack room?
Oh, that was, yeah, you had to do that. And then, then people wouldn't sort of go to sleep. They wouldn't undo their bed because of all the palaver in the morning and the shouting and the hollering. And a lot of them lived in fear, actually.
What about, how would you prepare your bed? You started on it, but I cut you off. How would you prepare your bed for inspection? You have to put everything on top of it, don't you? Just explain.
Yeah, well, you'd take everything off, and then you'd have a blanket over the mattress, and we was lucky, we had white sheets too. And then you'd have your blanket, and then another blanket, and then a blanket over the top, but when your bed was made, you had one blanket over the mattress and the other blanket was rolled up into 18 inches like that, rolled out like that, and then you'd put a blanket, white sheet, and then you'd come up with the other blanket on the top, and then your tin helmet would go on top of that. And all thing, you know, it was... crazy.
What was an inspection like? How strict were
they? Oh, it was strict. Everything just had to be right. I mean, he'd come along with his bleeding baton, and that ain't right. Wallop, this ain't.
The officer or the NCO?
NCO. You know.
And what would they do if it was wrong?
Well, they'd just fry it up in the air and things like that. I mean, it was terrible, really. I mean, they'd come in the barracks with a bloody couple of dustbin lids, banging it and all that, shouting out, hands off your cocks and put them on your socks and things like, you know, it was, you know, it, no, it's.
Now, what about, could you get out at all during your time there? You know, were you allowed out?
No, we wasn't. I can't remember being allowed out.
Was there a canteen you could go to?
Yes, there was a nappy.
Nappy canteen?
Yeah.
What did that offer? You know, was it a wet canteen with beer? Or was
yeah,
it
you could have a beer if you wanted it, but you didn't have no money to buy it. But there was coffee and tea and stuff like that, and we just used to sit about, and they used to smoke and things like that.
Any games or anything in there? You know,
I think there was darts.
Billiards?
Cards and billiard, small billiard table and things like that. But, no.
Would you go there much?
I used to pop over there, yeah. Yeah, but it was, you know, it's crazy.
Now, how long were you at the RAOC depot? You went there about September, you reckon?
Yeah, I think I left there December, first in January.
January?
I would think so, yeah.
1951, then?
Yeah.
And you'd done your driving course then?
Yeah.
Was there a passing out? Passing out, then?
Well, you had to... As I say, they took you into all the uphills, downhills, and whatever, whatever, whatever. And actually, it was pretty strict. And then they'd just say, right, you've got your licence, which was, you know, I would say it was very strict.
So you passed out as a driver?
Yeah.
Not a driver mechanic?
No, a driver.
And was there a big parade or anything, or was it just...
Well, you had a parade when you left Aldershot to go, when we went to wherever we was going. But all the boys went all over the place, didn't they?
What was the parade like?
Well, you know, sort of same as any other parade, really. The office.
So not memorable?
No, it was...
So where did you go? What did you ever... You didn't have a choice of where you were posted up. Did you know where you were going?
No. Well, we did eventually.
Where were you sent?
I was sent to CAD Kyneton in Warwickshire.
Now, we're not sure. That's a big ammunition depot.
Oh, right? Bloody great place.
But can you describe... So you went
massive.
There, and what were you sent there as a driver?
Yeah.
You were joining the union, which is called the CAD. Mm. We think that might be Central Ammunition Depot.
Yeah.
We're not sure.
No.
What was your reception like there when you got there?
Oh, sort of, I don't know, sort of work your way in, I suppose.
There were reasons, was it?
Yeah, there was two or three of us went together, like, as I was saying to you before, my mate and things like that, we was all together, you know, Burmese fella, young Pete, and we stayed there all the time. But,
So what were conditions like, the service like there? What was your living accommodation?
Okay.
What were you living in, huts or barracks?
Huts. What did they call them?
Nissen.
Nissen huts.
What were they like?
Yeah. All right, mate, you know, you made it. It was similar to when we was in training, actually. It's, same sort of thing, but it wasn't so strict, was it? I mean, you could lay on your bed and do what you want to do and things like that.
What about the food there? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Better?
Well, yeah. Would you like a beer?
So it was easier living. So now, what were your duties then? What were you actually doing?
What was I doing? I was getting up in the morning, down to the cookhouse, getting all the food for all the boys at the main gates, because it was a bloody great big place. It was massive. And then you've got the boys on all your different gates, guarding and things like that. And I had the proud job of going to the cookhouse and picking all their foods up and running round the camp delivering it. And it was handsome. We had fried tomatoes, bacon. It was beautiful. Bloody great big mugs of tea, and yeah, I enjoyed it, and they enjoyed it, and I used to fiddle all the food for them. And
was that all you had to do, just the three meals a day? Or
no, and then I would, because we had dogs there, Alsatians, and an old English sheepdog. What a bastard he was. He was terrible.
Now, what do you have to do with him, though?
Well, I had to run them about in the camp at different gates and things like that.
Driving the dogs, right?
Yeah, they was in the back of the lorry and things like that. And we used to take them all over the place. And then if they had to be retrained, I had to run them to Melton Morbury, where they had all the veterinary places and all the dog training and things like that. It was that I liked that side of it. And if there was some special ammo come in, the dogs was there. They were actually, they was fed on blood 2 days before. And then they used to patrol. Like if a lorry was coming in from here and going further up, they'd pull into CAD Kyneton and stay the night. But that security round them lorries was, you know, it was unbelievable. Because they had these dogs and things like that. But I quite enjoyed it up there.
So you took the food round, cooked food round, and you drove the dogs around, yeah, wherever they had to go.
Yeah.
Anything else you had to do there?
Well, we had to drive the officers in wherever they wanted to go. And it was busy. We was busy there.
How did you get on with the officers as you had?
Okay. All right. They was all right because they, you know, you was with them and things like that. It was. I enjoyed it.
So where'd you take them?
Well, into Warwick, into Banbury, so they could get a train or whatever. And we used to bring ammo from there down into London to the docks.
Well, you'd act as an ammunition driver as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if there was any disturbance anywhere in the country and things like that, I used to drive the... they had a special name, didn't they? These blokes who dealt in ammo. I forget what they was called. They used to have a thing on their arm, didn't they? I used to do, say Derby or things like that. I used to drive them up there and they had to put all the things right and things like that. But I used to do convoys down into London with the ammo and stuff like that. Used to do quite a bit.
What was it like in the convoys?
It was okay. It was quite busy. I used to
what
enjoy it.
What was the convoy discipline like? I mean, what were the rules about how you went?
Well, Yeah, there was rules. You mustn't, you know, you've got to be close to each other all the time because you had dispatch riders with you.
How close, roughly?
No more than about, I don't know, from here to that wall, what's that?
That wall?
Something like that, yeah. They was quite strict, all red flags flying on the lorries and it was, you know, it's funny sitting here talking, it all comes back, it's...
Oh, you enjoyed your role as a driver then, didn't
you?
Oh,
yeah, up there, yeah.
Anything else you had to do?
No, we used to do, in the gym and things like that. It was quite interesting. Because my little mate from Burma, he was into boxing and all that. And
I was going to ask you, did you do any boxing there in the army?
Yeah.
Because you haven't met...
Yeah. Because there was Thingley there as well. Oh, what's it? What did they call them? The regiment where they'd done all the digging.
Pioneers.
They was well in with them. I was all the old pioneers.
Well, tell me about the boxing. What sort of activities did you get up to boxing? I mean, was it army boxing? Or
Like they'd somebody would say, like, get in and you have a fight with them, especially the pioneers.
Was it proper competition?
Oh yeah.
And how did you do?
Well, I didn't do bad at all. I was very interested in boxing.
What weight did you fight at?
I can't remember. What was it? 11 stone. 10 stone, I was only little then, when I built up, didn't I? But, no, it was good.
You'd win most of your fights,
wouldn't you? Yeah. And young Peter, my mate, he was bang on. But it was all, you know, we was all mates, all together, over the canteen and have a drink and whatever. It was good. There was a good atmosphere there.
What about the NCOs? What were they like?
They was all right as well. As long as you'd done what you had to do, they was all right because it made it easier for them, didn't it?
So they weren't like they'd been at...
No.
So they treated you differently?
Yeah.
How did they treat you then?
Well, hello, how are you? And all things like that. What did you do the weekend? Did you go home and things like that? And
was it first names or was it still, you know...
First names.
You were on first names?
Well, with some of them, yeah, because you was with them all the time, wasn't you? You know, it was... No, I really enjoyed it up there. But it was massive. I don't know if it's still there. Oh, and another thing. Oh, I must tell you this. The Warwickshire hunt, dogs, hounds, all the fox hunting over there. That was handsome. We used to go out in the morning and bang all the bushes and walk through the fields and they'd let the dogs off and they'd kill the foxes because they was all the officers, weren't they?
Were you acting as beaters?
Yeah. Oh, I enjoyed that. That was bloody handsome. You do quite a bit of that. See, it's all coming back.
Did they pay you for that?
No.
You just did it for fun?
Yeah.
And you'd see the fox?
And see the fox being ripped to bits and things like that. They used to do it quite a bit, that Warwickshire hunt. All get in the back of the lorry and wherever it was. But a lot of it was done in this place. I know I keep saying, but it was massive, this CAD Kyneton.
And would you get out? Where would you go to get for a drink? Did you drink much or?
No, I didn't go. Didn't go out at all. Really.
So you stayed in the camp.
Yeah.
Now, how long were you there for? You got there about January 51. How long were you there for?
January 02.
So for a year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, about 11 months, I suppose.
And what happened then?
Well, then we was shipped over to Korea.
What?
Sent home on leave, come back, and then wallop.
Now, did you know you were going home on embarkation leave?
Yes, we did, yeah.
So had they told you you were going to Korea?
Yeah.
And what did you think about it? You know, how did you feel about it?
Well, you didn't sort of have no feelings. You just had the bloody will go, didn't you? This is the terrible, we didn't have no human rights in them days, you know, which was terrible, really. I mean, you know, you think about it, 2 years of your life, wallop. It's, you know.
Well, did you know much about Korea?
No.
What was going on?
No, didn't even know where it was.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. This is what happens, isn't it? This is what happens today, actually. But, you know, I didn't know where it was. That was it.
What did your parents, when you went back on leave, what did your parents think or say? Because they just got the others back from the previous mob.
Shocked, wasn't the mum? I must have been. You know,
did you say anything?
The youngest son, well, not really. Just go and look out yourself, son, and things like that, you know.
Now, were you going out as a unit, or were you on draft?
No, we just, what was there? 4 or 5 of us, the drivers, from there.
Now, tell us how you got there. So what was the trip out like?
Well, we went to Southampton, and they had the bands and whatever. I'm not sure. I think I went on the ferry. Empire Ferry.
How do you spell? Do you know how you spell
Ferry?
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Ferry.
Yeah. Empire Ferry. Yeah.
And what were conditions like? When did you leave? So January 52.
Yeah.
And what were conditions like on the Ferry?
Pretty grim.
In what way? What was your method?
Pretty grim. They. It was all hammocks and.
Oh, you were in hammocks?
We had hammocks as well.
How'd you take that?
Either going or coming back. Oh, it was quite, that was all right. But there was so many, a lot of them was frightened. And there was a lot of hysteria, is that the word?
It was all way?
Oh, I don't know, sort of frightened. And the officers, the sergeants and all that was have a go at them and things like that. It was terrible to see them like it. But, you know, I just can't understand why they didn't sort of do something and just send the sensible boys out there. I mean, it was crazy. You know, I mean, they would lock you in downstairs and a couple of Scotch boys went berserk. Because then you sort that out and you don't need it. It was, you know, and this sergeant and all this was having a go and all this and all that. And I said to him, if I meet you in Korea, mate, I'm going to bleed and shoot you, you bastard. And it was terrible, you know, it was.
So a lot of them were nervy.
Yeah, a lot of the boys was very, very nervy.
Was the food all right on board?
No,
What's wrong with it?
Just like a load of crap. And then you had all these Indian people on the boat cooking and washing the boat down. And it was terrible. It was really terrible. And I think we was on that boat for 6 weeks.
Now, what about seasickness? Did you get it?
Oh, all right, listen, I can't remember if it was on the ferry or the other one coming back.
Well, tell me about it anyway.
The toilets was on the front, up the sharp end. Up the very sharp end. And as we was going through the Bay of Biscay, whatever they call it, it was going up and it was going down. And I was trying to have a wee. And you'd put your hand up to stop you hitting your head on the top and coming down. And did I shout out for my mum?
But were you actually seasick?
No. Funny enough, I wasn't. But I'll tell you what, that experience, what I had on the front of that boat going through the bay, was terrible.
So it's really rough in the bay?
It was rough. It was rough. It was terrible. You just couldn't control yourself. I mean, as the way you went down on your knees. And when it went up, you just sort of hit the ceiling. And you was hanging on, trying to do a wee. It was terrible. Honest, it was.
Were many of them seasick?
Yeah, a lot of the boys were seasick.
But no, you're lucky.
No, I was lucky, yeah.